today, experience P4 with me, Dr. Letitia Webb, as I share key strategies of praying, pursuing God's word, and processing information from self-development resources. And why do we do that? So that we can move from pain to experiencing peace, enjoying life's pleasures, and producing the positive results that we desire. Hey, hey, to download your free copy of the P4 Journal, From Pain to Experiencing Peace and Enjoying Life's Pleasures, head over to our website at www.drleticiaweb.com. Yes, go get your free copy today. P is for prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, we worship you, and we honor you. We give you the glory, oh Father God, that is due your name. Come into this space and place with us, Lord God. Jesus is calling and we are answering the call, Lord God. We need you. Speak to our hearts and our minds. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hey, hey, hey. So one of the P's in the P for experience is paint. And I paint to move from pain so that I can personally experience peace and enjoy life's pleasures. I also paint to produce positive results such as sellable products. If you go over to Amazon and put my name, Dr. Letitia Webb, in the search box, then you will see my artwork on the covers of my journals and coloring books. Two strategies to move from pain are coloring and journaling. And so if you want to experience the life that you desire, head on over to Amazon, get one of my sellable products, release all that is within you, and that way you can experience P to the fourth power. P is for processing information from self-development resources. All right. It is August 11th, and let's just get right into processing information from Jesus calling on today. It says, come to me, come to me, come to me. This is my continual invitation to you, proclaimed in holy whispers. When your heart and mind are quiet, you can hear me inviting you to draw near. Coming close to me requires no great effort on your part. It is more like ceasing to resist the magnetic pull of my love. Open yourself to my loving presence so that I may fill you with my fullness. I want you to experience how wide and long and high and deep is my love for you, so that you can know my love that surpasses knowledge. This vast ocean of love cannot be measured or explained. And you know, I mean, I just hear it just so lovingly. Come to me, come to me, come to me. And God is always saying that. He's always sending out an invitation for us. I mean, you can't even fathom how much love that it takes for someone to do that. But he's not a man. He's God. He's eternal. He's the creator. He's Father. And he has this width and this length, this height and this depth of love for us that surpasses our knowledge and surpasses our understanding. I mean, you're talking about dimensions of love. When I think about the six dimensions of the authentic self, going back to my research and the message and my brand, you know, for 10 years, You know, it was like, you know, spiritual, psychological, emotional, sexual, physical, social. Those were the dimensions of human beings and how we experience life. We are social beings, spiritual beings, psychological beings, emotional beings, sexual beings, social beings, physical beings, right? All of that. And so it's like we have these dimensions of experiences in our world and in life, right? But think about if we apply that God loves us spiritually. He loves us psychologically, emotionally. He loves us so much that he put parameters on how we should engage sexually, created man and woman, right? And pronounced the permission in the marriage, created the marriage institution for us to engage in those behaviors, right? He loves us physically. He loves our physical body because our physical body is his temple, right? Where he resides. And he loves us socially. He wants to have a personal relationship with us. And he teaches us how to have healthy, loving, respectful, honorable relationships with other people. His love is multidimensional. And so the strategy that we glean from today is when he says, come to me, go. That's it. Go. Don't resist. Go. When he calls, go. When he invites, go. When he proclaims, go. When he whispers, go. Go, 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 go is our strategy on today. All right. God bless. Did you know that a strategy for success in your business or ministry is through advertisement? Right. So that's common knowledge, right? But what you did not know is that Experience P4 with Dr. Letitia Webb now offers advertisement opportunities to you. If you want to know more on how to advertise on our YouTube channel or here our podcast, email us at info@drleticiaweb.com and we will share all those details with you. All right, y'all. This is the place to advertise. Mwah. God bless you. P is for pursuing God's word. So as we pursue God's word, we're going to take a look at John chapter 6, verses 37 through 38. And we are reading from the Message Bible. For if this is your first time with us, we read from the Message Bible because it gives us in such plain language and straight to the point. And that's what we need. We're trying to glean strategies for success so that we can produce positive results, so we can experience some peace and enjoy life's pleasures. So we need stuff in understandable bite-sized pieces so that we can get it, right? Jesus says, I am the bread of life. The person who aligns with me hungers no more and thirsts no more ever. I have told you this explicitly because even though you have seen me in action, you really don't believe me. Every person the Father gives me eventually comes running to me. And once that person is with me, I hold on and don't let go. I came down from heaven not only to follow my own agenda, but to accomplish. He says, excuse me, I came down from heaven not to follow my own agenda, but to accomplish the will of the one who sent me. And that right there is like, wow. The person who aligns with me hungers no more and thirsts no more. So that is our strategy. We have to go when he calls us. And then we have to go with the intent to align. Why go if you're not going to align with him, his way, his word, his method, right? That's the only reason why we're going to go. We're not going to go to have a sneak peek. Once we make a decision, we're not going to turn back. We're going to make that decision. We're going to go when he calls us. We're going to accept the invitation and go with the intent to align. And what are we aligning to? His will, his way, his word. We're going to align with his love. We're also going to align with his agenda. Because check it, Jesus says, I came down from heaven not to follow my own agenda, but to accomplish the will of the one who sent me. So we should be like Jesus. We should throw out our own agenda and get with his agenda. His way is not our ways. His thoughts are higher than ours. Not our will, but thy will be done. So we have to go and we have to align. Those are our strategies. And I hope that this helps you and that you can see it and process it and get it and understand it. Before you do anything in your business, your ministry, your nonprofit organization, your community work, your volunteer work, on your job, in the department that you are in, whatever, in your marriage, in your family, it should be aligned. Aligned vertically first, then align horizontally. That's the only way it's going to work. Even when you look at the Ten Commandments, the first few commandments are about your relationship with God. And then the remaining commandments about your relationships with other people. We got to align with him first. Amen. And so those are our strategies on today. What are you going to do to get into alignment with his will and his way? Amen. And that is exactly what we want. So God bless you on today. Mwah.